This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hey, girl.
Hello. Good morning.
Ninja and God. Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. Can you tell us a little bit more about African Pride?
Okay, so African Pride is a traditional hiring store based la eMlazi. So basically, I hire out imvunulo for traditional occasions. I'm a photo shoots, maternity shoots. We cater for EMB, Jane, all of those things. So I started my business in 2019. I mean, I don't have.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So we hire out in imvunulo, everything.
Can you tell us a little bit about, like, yini yenza decide ukufuna ukwenza lelo business specifically, like hiring out imvunulo?
To be honest, in the young driver into starting my business is that I attended umcimbi, early 2019, and then when we were dressing up, I just fell in love with how everything was just packaged, umuntu wayine plastic yakhe, and then I said, I like this, I'm gonna do this, and then I just did it.
Yes, girl. Yeah. And how are you tackling, like, doing, well, running a business with school? Because school is,
it gets hectic, especially come our weekends, lab busy, with my assignments and tests. But managing, like, I attend during the day, and then I dedicate that to my fittings and collections. That's how I work things out.
That's so nice. Okay. That's so nice.
That is definitely nice. Now, Minanji, it's just a quick question. And you go to Klampe, in the next 3 years, what will you be doing?
In the next 3 years, we are international.
Okay.
That is like my main goal now, to open branches like all over. We are international. I'm well known. Sisanda Nje is that, African Pride by Sisanda is that one store, Jay Oazi, you need. Isn't there Zulalu, you contact me. I think that's like my main goal right now.
Oh, okay.
To be there and be known.
So, with regards to school, we're using that information to actually grow the business.
Right.
We're not looking for a job.
I don't know. I'm so conflicted with that. I'd love to work. Obviously, getting funded is something and not work. I'd love to. But then my business is very demanding. I don't know if later on I'm just going to decide to go see. I'm applying everything that I just got from iskole, good business slam, and handle my business.
Yeah.
No, I'll do both. But okamanje, I haven't figured that out.
And since you're an entrepreneur, would you encourage other students to be entrepreneurs as well?
Yes.
If someone is asking you, Njewuti, should I really venture into business? Would you encourage them?
Definitely. Definitely. I think ubani business, iyakhulisa nje as an individual.
Sure.
You get to market yourself, nje. Out there, we meet abantu abaningi, you interact with a lot of people. It's just nice. Nani ukuthi uyazi ukuthi we mainly. You have nje income or yabo.
Sure.
Yeah. Girl. It's very nice.
And one thing about being on varsity, you need income. Because
true.
Guys, we're poverty stricken here. Like, I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of that, also needing income, nani ukuthi poverty stricken here. How do you make sure, Guti, you don't overspend your business?
Right.
I'll be very honest. In the past few years, being a business fund, and then when I started applying for ama government fundings and Zindo, that's when I started realizing, I have to have a business account.
Sure.
I have to have a worker that I'm paying every month. I have to have imali gains. So that's, I think that was like last year, mid-year, where I started with business is business.
Let's formalize. Yeah.
But sure. Before, NGI.
I'm busy.
Can you tell us, like, do you think the area of your business, Akumlazi, played an influence to, like, helping your business get to where it is?
Yes, I think so. Mm. Because we don't have ama hiring places. I started Abengeko Shame. So it was easier for people in and around Umlazi just to come Umlazi instead of going to town. And also, if usebenzela elokishini, your prices also won't be the same as in the CBD or whatever.
Yeah.
So it helped me. Abonje abantu abaningi ngibathola because I'm based here, nanokuthi my prices are reasonable because of my location.
Oh, that's amazing.
Usebenzele ekhaya.
Ngisebenzele ekhaya. I have a so beautiful.
No rent.
Her studio is so pretty.
Really? Wow.
I have a beautiful studio ekhaya. I transformed a garage, what used to be a garage, into my working space.
Nice.
It is very pretty. It's black and white. I'll show you pictures. It's very, very nice. Do you think the degree you're studying has helped put an influence into the success of your business?
Before, maybe like Guya one, I didn't relate anything I was doing with business. I don't know, it's because now I was still champagne the first year. But then from last year, that's when like I started with Izinto Engi Funda Eskoleni Zigwa Zugung Siza with business. Even now, everything that I take in from school helps me with business. Cool.
That's so cool.
Wow, definitely. That is exciting. Now, one more question because I'm in need of a Mtungi. Do you. Where do you source? Well, not for me. Kona Ote Astungi. So I'm trying to get ready. Where do you source your material? Do you make it yourself?
I have suppliers.
You have suppliers.
Yes.
Okay. So by Ushaukotin, by what? Gabiga. Okay.
Yes.
No, we'll definitely talk after the show. Where do we find you on social media, real quickly?
On Facebook, it's African Pride. It's just African Pride.
Mm.
On Instagram, it's AP_Haya_Sisanda. Mm. On my personal page, it's Sisanda Sibego on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's Sisanda_S.
Wow. Thank you so much for actually coming through. And I think that was very good. That was, it is very inspiring, actually. And if you,
studio. Right.
She just
loves what she does and it's pretty.
Definitely. So thank you so much, Sisanda, for coming through to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show, and all the best with regards to your business as well, man. And, minaging sounds of Tinder because I need
please.
That.
Thank you.
It is
this is an MUT Radio podcast.